Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 660. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done in the past, and they're dead and gone, and we're still here. However, it is all about preparation. Get ready, get ready, get ready. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of the rise of Gog and Magog, according to Breaking Israel News, the Russian government recently announced that it will partner with the Syrian government in reconstructing the ancient temple to the pagan god Baal in Palmyra. If successful, the project will necessarily mark the third incarnation of the Roman Victory Arch of Palmyra, which an ancient Jewish source states must fall and be rebuilt three times before the arrival of the Messiah. The site, once a vital point on the Silk Road caravan route, contains archaeological remains dating back to the Neolithic period. As such, it hosted many monumental projects, including the Temple of Baal. Pardon me. The temple was built on the site of a prior pagan temple dating back to the 3rd millennium B.C. The most recent of the temples were dedicated in 32 A.D., converted into a Christian church during the Byzantine era. Parts of the structure were modified into a mosque by Muslims in 1132. It remained in use as a mosque until the 1920s. Its ruins were considered among the best preserved at Palmyra, serving as a major tourist attraction. Before the outbreak of the Syrian Civil War in 2011, Palmyra was a popular tourist attraction, drawing 105,000 visitors a year. The temple and much of the site was destroyed, by the Islamic State in 2015. Second today under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places. According to Royal News, Jordan Seismological Observatory recorded two earthquakes in northern Dead Sea on the dawn of December the 5th. Director of the JSO, Mahmoud Kaorati, said in a press statement that the quakes measured 2.5 on the Richter scale. Earlier in November, four earthquakes were recorded in the area. The quakes were felt by residents of the Jordan Valley and Karak Governorate. The strongest quake measured 3.8 on the Richter scale. Third today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Unit News, Hamas called the overnight Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip as a dangerous step, saying Israel will bear the consequences of its actions. The military struck the targets belonging to the terror group in a pre-dawn raid in response to at least three rockets fired at the southern city of Sderot just hours earlier. The terror group said in a statement, Israel's insistence to continue the escalation in Gaza by bombing the resistance is a dangerous step that cannot be taken lightly. Israel must bear the consequences, the army said. Its warplanes and helicopters struck several targets in the northern Gaza Strip, including a Hamas military camp. In addition, a military post belonging to the terror group's naval force had been fully destroyed, the IDF spokesperson's unit said in a statement. The Hamas terror organization is responsible for everything happening in and outside of the Gaza Strip, and it will bear the consequences for any actions taken against Israeli citizens. Now, beloved, it is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Understanding Bible Prophecy Part 1, from Tim LaHaye, that is Dr. Tim LaHaye, and Dr. N. Heinzen's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. Finding your way through the maze of traffic in a major city can be difficult, especially if you don't know where you're going. Some people view Bible prophecy the same way. It looks like a hopeless maze of confusion about the future, so they throw up their hands in defeat. I just can't make any sense out of this, they exclaim in frustration. One of the most difficult tasks in interpreting God's word has been understanding the prophecies about the end times. First, we must remember that the people of Jesus' day missed many of the predictions of his first coming. Therefore, we must not presume that we have figured out all the details of his second coming. Second, we must guard against the great temptation to read prophecy through the eyes of the present. This has been a problem throughout church history. As early as the 2nd century AD, believers have speculated about the time and place of the Lord's return. Unfortunately, unguarded speculation has often prevailed as the most popular approach to biblical prophecy. Some of the wildest possible scenarios have received incredible popular support. In a few cases, prophecy has even been used by people to justify themselves and condemn their critics. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13 to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book, Coming Events and Present Duties, by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of these signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 20. Dr. J.C. Riles goes on to say, Ah, when shall these things be? Truly we may say, Lord God, thou knowest. 1,000 years in his sight are as one day, and one day as 1,000 years. But we do know that yet a little while he that shall come, and will not tarry. Yet a little while, and the last sermon shall be preached. The last congregation shall break up. Yet a little while, and callousness and infidelity shall cease, perish, and pass away. The believers among us will be with Christ, and the unbelievers will be in hell. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. And now, in the last place, let me speak of the particular duty of all believers, connected with the truths we have just considered. That practical duty is put before us in plain words. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. The word therefore is often used by the Apostle Paul in a very striking and forcible way. Take a few examples, and you will at once see what I mean. If the Lord tarries his coming, dear friend, and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and others in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to always keep hope alive. That is the blessed hope, Lord, to keep our hearts and minds, Lord, stayed on you in your second coming. And Lord, have that hope to purify us. Help us to confess our sins and to repent of our sins. Lord, have that hope to keep us clean. And Lord, I pray that you would have that hope to make us energetic in witnessing for you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draw if not.
You got to get your business straight.